Hello, I'm Taj, digitally known as Tropic Vibes, the host of Nifty Business, where we highlight NFTs and explore Web 3.0 as we move from pure speculation to creating real-world value. So a lot of times you hear things like the myth, the man, the legend. Well, in this case, this really happened with a guy by the name of Shib Toshi. Now, of course, that name sounds very similar to Satoshi, of course, the anonymous founder of Bitcoin, or I should say the alias of the founder of Bitcoin. And many times I bring up Shib Toshi, they think I'm speaking about Bitcoin, but no, I'm speaking about Shib Toshi, a guy that turned an $8,000 plus investment into Shiba Inu in its early days into billions of dollars, and then turned around and founded SquidGrow. If they were not the number one sponsor of NFT NYC, they had to be up there because everywhere I looked, there were banners, their marketing material, and so forth. But most importantly, it was just the attention that his presence, his team, and everything got. And I gotta say, there was nothing like it at NFT NYC. Now, it's just by chance that I ended up in the room where he was just about to speak. And that all happened because Hester Pierce, the SEC commissioner, was delayed because of earthquake. She was on a train coming from DC to New York City when that earthquake struck. They ended up rearranging the schedule and what have you. And I was just in time to see Shib Toshi take the stage. Now, I don't have the recording of him on the stage. However, I happened to be sitting right next to one of his team members, James, and we struck up a conversation. I followed him back to the booth and he was oozing with passion. So I said, you know what? Do you mind if I just hook up a microphone and we just chop it up, turn this into a podcast? And believe it or not, at first he resisted. He was like, you know, I'm really a behind the scenes guy, but there is other people on the team that would love this opportunity. But guess what? I was already speaking to him and I heard the passion. I was like, no, I think you are the perfect guy for this. This is a natural conversation. Don't worry. There's not going to be any video or anything. All we're going to do is turn on the recorder and continue our conversation. So graciously, he agreed. So I'm so grateful that James continued the conversation with me. So we're going to pick it up on the floor when I'm speaking to James about how he got involved in SquidGrow, his contact with Shib Toshi and everything. However, I will give you a warning that I had to cut out a lot of noise. So this was a natural conversation. However, we were right on the trade floor at NFT NYC and all the booths and sponsors, people were walking in. And of course, I reduced this as much as possible, but in such a loud environment, it's virtually impossible to get a good podcast. So it's going to sound a little bit choppy and we might sound a little robotic, mainly because I'm trying to isolate out all the background noises, because even during the middle of it, a booth turned on this massive laser light show and it was just extremely loud. So we actually had to pause right in the middle of it and pick back up because there was no competing with that. I just knew there was no way I was going to be able to isolate that. However, even after that, you could still hear some parts where someone speaking kind of walks by, gets really close to the microphone. In case you're wondering, why does it sound like someone's trying to hop onto the mic? It's because we're literally right in the middle of the trade floor where all the sponsors had their booths. So without further ado, let's get to that conversation with James.
So I'm over at the SquidGrow booth talking to James, and Satoshi just came off the stage and I was just really impressed. My first interaction with him, I always heard about him, of course, the mask and everything, the legend in the space, but hearing him for the first time, even though I haven't seen him, I feel like I know him now, and it was just really cool. So James, what's up, man? It's great to chat with you and hear how you got involved with this.
Yeah, likewise, man. I originally got into crypto in the late 2020 after COVID. And, you know, we got into it because now everybody was staying home from work. We were getting our stimulus check and you have time to think about what you want to do with your life. GameStop and AMC was going on. That caught my attention and that led me down to the stock market. And then a couple of months down the road, I discovered crypto through that. When I first got into crypto, it was during the bull market of the last one in 2021. And everything I put money into was making money, and then I didn't know how to sell it. So it was a disaster. I ended up walking with a loss. But during the bear market, man, I just decided to educate myself on the crypto space and learn about different blockchains, learn about different projects, owners, roadmaps, what they're planning on doing, how they impact the space. And it was a very brutal, brutal bear market. But I still haven't made money to this point. And then I discovered SquidGrow from a friend and he told me, hey, check it out. This billionaire, he's trying to give back to the space and this and that. I was like, oh, you're full of shit. Okay. Yeah, come on, man. Don't get scammed. And something told me to just check it out. So I went in there, I checked it out. And yeah, I started to research into SquidGrow. Everybody promises something, but they never deliver, right? That's usually the case in the space. But I finally started listening to his AMAs, man. That's really what changed my life. So I listened to his AMAs. And it's such a weird feeling. Like, you don't know anybody in crypto, but you can tell a lot about a person by the way they speak.
Yeah.
And I can hear the genuine sincereness in his voice.
And then I heard about the story. And then there's been a few influencers that doubted it. And he just invited them over to his house. Every single one of them. He's like, come over to my house and see if I'm real or not. And he did. You know, they debunked all theories that he's not real. And then they became a full-blown supporter. I don't even know how to explain it. They talk about him every day. Whether they're talking about other things, it's always Squid Girl this, Squid Girl that, Ship Toshi. Because they believe in the mission now. So what really got me was the VCs, the community. The community is so strong, man. There's 11,000 people. It's not a huge community, but we roar. Always trending on Twitter. Always Squid Girl takeover. It's always, mm-hmm. you know, like very committed people. So the investors that you meet are so passionate that they just do it every day. They go out there, oh, I got to do my votes. Oh, I got to chill. I got to put 20 minutes aside every day to do this. Nobody's asking. They just want to do it. They take initiative to do it because they believe in this mission so much. And to give you a little background of Satoshi, he originally got into crypto in 2010. He heard about Bitcoin at a poker table. I think he said he lost 30 grand the first night on a poker table. But Bitcoin was like, it was a concept back then. Nobody really knew about it. But once he found out that you can actually cash it out and take it to the bank, it's also a real asset. He started accumulating and he became like a top 20 Bitcoin holder. Lived the life, the yachts, did everything that he wanted to do. But at the same time, he just felt a void. Like you see, like a purpose. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. At some point, a certain purpose calls on you. But for him, it was crypto. He told his friends and family to start investing and get into crypto. And when they did, they got rug pulled, they got scammed, and it just gave him a really negative image about the whole space in general. So he saw this happening left and right. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to create a token. I'm going to create an ecosystem, and I'm going to benefit this community. I'm going to show everybody how it should be done. So that's when Squid Girl conceptualized in June 18 of 2022. For a year and a half, he's been developing all utilities, funding everything out of pocket, millions of dollars, you know. And he says, once the utilities are live and generating revenue, I'll get my money back then. But for now, I want to make this happen for the community and family, friends, for everybody. So this year, 2024, is we're actually gearing up to release all utilities. A majority of them are in audit already. So they'll be releasing this year. And that's why we're at the NFT NYC. This is our first marketing push. We'll be in Dubai next week. Like, we're doing all the markets and we're starting a heavy push on it. And the reason I stay here, we all want financial success, right? That's what drives us in crypto at the end of the day. A guy tells me I'm here for the tech. I'm like, yeah, but you want to make money, don't you? You know, like that's it. So that's what we're here for. And honestly, man, this guy will not quit. He is working in the background like 18, 19 hours a day. Even when he does a community VC, like a voice call, you know, usually you do 30 minutes an hour, wrap it up. This guy doesn't quit until everybody is satisfied and had their answers questions. I've seen him run 6-7 hour VCs. About to fall asleep, tired, but he'll keep insisting. Does anybody else have a question or do you guys have? And then every single DM that you send him, 11,000 people in that Telegram, every single DM will get answered within a day or two. It's not his secretary. It's not his assistant. He's the one that answers personally. So when you have that kind of drive, commitment, and passion, but yeah, you have the funding to get it done as well. For me, Squid Girl, there's no reason why Squid Girl would not be a successful token. So that's why I'm here.
That's amazing because this whole time I've been hearing about him and you know, the name is so close to Satoshi. I'm like, okay, cool. Like some sort of meme thing, right? Then I saw the mask. I was like, oh, that's pretty dope. I like how that looks.
Right.
But then just hearing about all the things. And as we say, we went through the bear market. People are coming and going, anonymous people, whatever. But then when I just heard him speak, honestly, it's okay. This is a legit guy. I hear it in his voice, just like you said. And that's one of the things I liked about Twitter spaces or even doing a podcast like we're doing right now. Even though we don't see the person, we see the people, right? And all the time I get DMs and messages like, yeah, I feel like you're in my brain. You're my friend. And when I just heard his voice on stage, I was like, I'm going to this booth. And then ran into you on the way here. I didn't even make it here before I started to hear the passion on you. So I was like, you know what? Let's hook this up and let's talk about it. And I think it's just really cool what you guys are doing, what you're building. And I'm going to hop into the community for sure. I'm not just saying that on this for the sake of it because I'm on a podcast, but I want to be a part of this because it sounds good. And what we're doing down there too in like Jamaica, trying to like just spread the wealth and spread the knowledge and educate people. Yes. I feel like this is a good platform to do it through.
Absolutely.
And I do like the fact that you said you're multi-chain because we've been onboarding people through a BNB token in the Caribbean because of the gas fees.
So I love that. And to say, we cater to everybody. And you heard him talk about our cross-chain aggregator. That's all EVM compatible. Plus supports native Bitcoin, which is really complicated to do.
I'm
really proud of the work. And then one thing about the Squid Girl token, all the utilities that are built, okay, all the revenues that are generated from every utility, a certain percentage of it is going to go back to the chart.
in the form of buybacks and liquidity support. Regardless, even if you don't have another buyer ever on the chart, you're going to have all these utilities buying on the chart. So that's his way of creating a self-sustained token, basically. And it's a revenue share model, but it's methodically thought out. And I think it'll be a huge success.
And the cool thing would say, last thing I'll say, the fact that he's physically here, even though it's in a mask, that is way better than all those anonymous people that are just online and voice changers. We don't know where they are, if they're real or whatnot.
Yes.
But I saw a physical guy. He's here.
Yes.
And his community is here. They're rolling deep.
Yes.
So I love that.
That's yeah. Really- we're all over the place. We have team members in Africa and that, like, we're all over the place. He flew us all out here just to get this experience, spread the word, and we'll be doing more of these across the world as well. So awesome. Definitely understand what you're saying as far as anonymous. We did have a few doubters that, you know, oh, this guy, yeah, I hear his voice, but he's not real. But now he's 100%. Here in person. Yeah.
I'm not just here to say that he's real. They're not paying me. I literally, first interaction with them and the crew and the team, and he's the only one with the mask. They're all here, showed up. We could see them. So I appreciate the time, man. I'm about to go hang out at the booth and put this out, and I'll put all the information for this. Squid Grow, all the social media handles and tags and everything. Anyone finds this interesting, want to hear more, just tune in. It's pretty cool. I won't lie.
So hopefully you enjoyed that as much as I did. Speaking to James was a lot of fun. He had so much passion just hearing about how he got involved in the whole thing. And like many of us, we didn't make it big. We're not necessarily the crypto billionaires that Shiptoshi is, walking around with 100 and some odd gram gold rings and gold masks and so forth. I just find it very cool that he has built this persona, this character, if you will, this IP around a anonymous crypto degen that hit it big and really has become a larger than life figure. But I have to tell you that he is 100% real. The team was real. Everyone was there, fully unmasked, visible. And he flew these guys in from all over the world. And they were so passionate about what they were doing, what they were building, the community and everything associated with it. So I was really impressed. And James was just a cool guy. So I'll leave his contact information, of course, Shiptoshi, Squid Grow, everything else I will put in the show notes. I'd love to know your thoughts about it, everything that's going on here, the fact that Shiptoshi is anonymous, yet in public, and all the other things that is being built here. Please feel free to reach out to me at Tropic Vibes on X or using the contact information in the show notes. But as usual, I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to this as we're learning and building Web3 together. So until next time, later.